Okay, so today, Beis Hashem, we'll begin the Simchus Tzadikes regarding the dinim of Chafifa, which rhymes with Chatzitza, but not the same thing, although it's related. Someone's pointed out you have also in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, followed by Hilchos Nefilas Kapayim. So it's another rhyming section of Shulchan Aruch. All right. Anyway, I guess you're putting the Tefillos Yadayim in there too. Anyway, so Dinah v'Chafifa is really a continuation, a certain sense that we were talking about, but here it refers to the actual process of checking the body for chatzitzas. Okay, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the whole place, Bapei Beis of Allah, presents a list of takonas which were instituted by Ezra. So the pasuk says there are a number of different pasuk in the Kohen quarter. I printed list number one, the pasuk from Parshas Metzora, Vayikra Perek Yudal pasuk Tes, because that's the pasuk which the Gemara will quote, speaking about a Metzora becoming tahor, Bahaya Bamashi Galachas Kol Sora, etc. And it says Verachatz Es Bisaro Bamayim V'Taher. The end of the pasuk, wash and so on. So that's the pasuk which the Gemara quotes. It says as follows: In Bava Kamma Pei Beis Amud Aleph, source number two, Asara Takonos Tiken Ezra. So one of it is v'shetehe isha chofefes mitovelas. The prior to immersing in the mikveh, the woman has to do what's called a chafifa. What's chofefes? Rashi explains there by a comment by Beis Menachem Sul. So isha chofefes b'masreik, some type of a comb or a brush. V'yom tefilas mishum chatzitza. Right. The idea is to scrub or comb through the hair and scrub the body to get rid of any chatzitzas on the body. And then Rashi tells us l'kamen parach hadaraisi. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean, Asar Takonas? This is one of the Takonas of Ezra. L'chora, we discussed the last 2 weeks. We discussed the issue of Chatzitza and how different things constitute a Chatzitza and can disqualify the Tefillah, etc. So what do you mean, Ezra Tikein? Obviously, you have to remove Chatzitzas. Yeah? So that's the Gemara in source four. Then the earlier part, the source two, the higher up on the page, and the bottom of the page, and Beis and Aleph, in Bava Kamma, source four, the Gemara says, "Shteisha chofefes etovelas." What do you mean? Yes, the Gemara deraisa. That's not a takon. It's Ezra. That's deraisa. The Tanya that quotes this pasuk, "Rachatz es b'sar l'mayim," right? Which we learned already. Shalot tehei davar chotei tzbein b'sar l'mayim. We have a din of chatzitza. There should be nothing that separates between the body and the water. So we know about chatzitza already. That's but es b'sara, we learn it from s, the extra s, rachatz es b'sara, s hatofel b'sara, and it applies even to that which is sort of secondary to the body, mind you, sayer, right, the hair. So obviously you have to do some sort of chatif, you have to do an inspection to see to it that there are no chatzitzas. Why is that called the takonas ezra? Rashi says, by the way, look in the Rashi in 5, right? The flesh has to hit the water directly. No chatzitza. Fine. So says the Gemara, what's the teretz to the calling? What's the reason we call it takonas Ezra? Amri daraisa le'iyune. Okay, daraisa is sufficient to look and see. Make sure you have a look, you know, do some sort of a scan of your body, so to speak, with your eyes, and see that there's nothing stuck anywhere and so on and so forth. That's iyune ba'alma. Just basically checking it out. Okay? Dilma Miktar, it's all about the hair, so it's only here about the hair. So it means, Miktar means Aramaic test, Hibushin Kashat, like the tie got knotted, right? And make sure the hair didn't get knotted. So you can do that just by looking, and you don't have to do some kind of a thorough check, so to speak, just look and see. Or Inami Mos, Mishum Chatzitza. Or, you know, it's dirty, right? That you can also check. So what did Ezra add? But also, Eo, Deacon Chafifa. Ezra came, and it basically instituted, shall we say, a more vigorous, more sort of demonstrative, if you will, I don't know the right word, I think it's vigorous, right, to wash the whole body, to scrub, and so on and so forth, not just liyune ba'alma, right, that's liyune ba'alma. Again, the daraisa problem, you can get rid of it just by looking at your body, liyune ba'alma, midaraisa, okay, midaraisa, it's sufficient if you just, if you look through it. I mean, don't do a sloppy job, but you don't have to do such a thorough thing. That's Iyun Ba'alma. And Ezra's Misakin also requires Chafifa kind of to make extra sure. Okay, that's cleaning and scrubbing, a more thorough type of washing. That's the best thing from this Gemara. As Rashi says, Chafifa in 6, or in the 5, that the Moses with Meluchah, we said, Chafifa Masrik Archoka de Milsa. It's even to keep, any trouble further away, right? In other words, you know, you do a thorough job. That's the bottom line. So the question now is the following. Which part of the body, okay, needs chafifa? Where do we require this, you know, this this extra type of scrubbing and combing and so on? So Tosus in Bava Kama, not Daf Bava Kama, Pebez and Ralev, Dilmasa Shteisha Chafefa, 7. Tosus says, Omar ibn Atam, Shalotikin Chafifa Ela Barosh. He's talking about the head, the hair, okay? And he says that's the language of the Gemara. Dilma Miktar, right? That's the basic idea is Dilma Miktar, make sure the hair is not. It's talking about the hair. And I was talking about Iyun. I mean, the Gemara, that was the Gemara's line on second line of 4, right? The Gemara said the very bottom of Pei Beis and Aleph Bava Kama said Amidaraisa Liyune is sufficient. Liyune Dilma Miktar. So since we're talking about, and that I was talking about not Hafifa, that I was talking about Iyune checking, but says Rabbeinu Tam Hafifa Nami Lo Shach Ela Barosh. I mean, it says one statement. So they're talking about the hair on the head. So the Hafifa is required for the hair. This extra layer, so to speak, of care. Is it then in the hair? Okay, not in the whole rest of the body. Chafifa nami lo shach belarosh. Then he brings, grammatically or the language of chafifa always refers to hair, whereas opposed to scrubbing the rest of the body is referred to as hadocha. Right? He says the word chofev brings rise from different gemaras that the word chofev means hair, right, on the head, and the sharguf shach losh and hadocha. Okay, isha madicha beiskmatea b'mayim. Right, the woman has to get the folds, whether she's heavier or everyone has a little fat hangover, so she has to madicha. Okay, mashma the sharguf ain't tzorach hadocha el adafka beis matzah. Then he adds something else. The implication of that gemara, which we'll see in a moment, is it's only there that you even need water. Okay, afagav dikel remember the beis matzah nakel erbusa. The afagav the beis mayim bina royal beis mayim bina. The kol makom the lo kamar filik matzah mashma dafka beis matzah. The lo b'sharguf. Tells us adding. We'll have to see it inside in a second. He quotes another Gemara, okay, talking about Brechitz or Hadocha, Satista, it comes out really that, well, we'll see in a second, it comes out really at the end, because at the end he writes, Tosa says, Kemo Shenogim Hayom, Afal Bishin Chobah, Hayso Regila, Lirchotz, Kemo Shenogim Gam Aksha, Lirchotz Kol Gufim Mayim Chamim. Nowadays they wash the whole body. So really, if you put everything together in that Tosas that we just read, it comes out that there are really 4 different things, just to put it all together. There are really 4 different things. One is some sort of iyuna, which is doraisa, right? To see it in ochatit, it's just looking things over, right? Then there's chafifa, which is mitakon, it's Ezra, okay? Then there's also washing the base hastorim, right? That's based on the din of Colorado Bila and so on. And then there's the minig of Hadocha Kol Gufo. So you have a Daraisa, you have a Darabonon, right? You have a Daraisa is Bedika of Alma, you know, Iyun Ba'alma. That's Daraisa. Mitakonis Ezra, you have this Chafifa. This Hadocha is based on Storim, was based on the Gemara, right? What was it? There was a Rabbah, who said it? I forgot already. Just a moment. Huh? I forgot what I said, the only one I'm sorry. There it is, Rubber, yeah, it's 8, right. Rubber says, right? That's how Rubber is. I'm a Rubber. The Olam, Yilamid Adam, so basically, Isha Madicha based on Matea B'mayim. So that's from that time, I'm a Roy. And Kamatea means, Rashi says, based on Shechi, like the underarms, and other based on Storm, and so on. And then the fourth thing is toast at the very end. You see what I'm saying? There are 4 different levels, so to speak. There's the Daraisa, there's the Takona of Ezra, there's the practice recorded by Rava. Doesn't say he introduced it, but he said that there's such a practice. And then there's a minig, where they wash everything, okay? You take a look, that was Tosfos of Bava Kama. By us, in Nida, again, the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. The Tosfos says, we should pray there too. Tosfos in Bayas and Nida. On Tzamach Vav Med Beis, at 10. Tosfos also, we should pray for the Tam. The Chafifa lo Shaykh al Barosh. Same thing. The Haf the Chul, and for the Gnor, the Ayur Shar Guf, Lekha Chafifa, Chayn Mashal, the Kama Yishol Sokhuf al Bukhavim, the Kama Tam, and the Mashal Mazim. We'll see in the Gemara shortly. We saw the Gemara Makamas ready. You shouldn't use cold water. Because cold water tends to stiffen the hair a little bit, so it's difficult to clean. So again, it's talking about the hair. Chafifa should be done only with warm water, not with cold water, because cold water, at least, they thought somehow stiffens or clumps the hair. So therefore, again, it's talking about the hair. Okay? So clearly, someone had placed with his hair. Then he brings a different raya from the Gemara Bava Kama, right? Also talking about the hair. So that's what Tosa says in terms of Benotam. However, you look at Avol. Okay, we're going over to the next page. Avol, the Machzor Harav Reb Shmaria, the Talmud of Rashi, Ben Shmaria, some say it should be Shmaya with an ayin, or Shmaya, whatever it was. Okay, the same Rashi, the Bechol Haguf Shai Chafifa. We actually had this commandment. Remember, our shame cost. Sorry, the guy had a tattoo with Shame Hashem on it. Okay, and it said Harezel Yachuf. I was talking about not his hair, not his head, not his body. It did use the word chafifa. All right. On the other hand, Tos acknowledges that's a gears the question whether the doctor does say Miu B'chol Asram Leka Adol Yircha Chol Yosef. Not even had the lashon of chafifa. All right. Anyway, so different riots. Yeah, then the Gemara has a story, which we'll see also, and Daf Samos Ayin Amud Beis, Isha Chovev Balayla, the Chovev Balayla, the Uvdadav have a Reish Galusa. Okay, the wife of the Reish Galusa, she was hesitant to go to the mikveh, she was angry, whatever. And it says, Amala Avde Chasarta, okay, Dudi Chasarta, Tzashtaki Chasarta, Pirish, Avde Chasarta, Lavi, Mayim Lachem, what's the problem? You won't go to the mikveh, you have enough servants to bring hot water, okay, you can wash your whole body, and you can bring dude is like a pot, pot without water in it. Tashtik, you like some type of stools to sit on. So you can go, okay? And therefore, so to just wash your hair, you don't need all that stuff. So it sounds like it's going on the whole body. We'll come back to that. Anyway, but that, so that's Rashi. Real, Rashi Ben Tam, ain't Raya, Ben Tam said, no, there's no Raya from there, okay? With a different thing, what it means, okay? No, they would rather say there's no right that's too much chafik or kala guf. But Tosus here also ends. The chayin minna kala shal nirchos kala guf hapshal. Lamaisa, today everybody washes the whole body. That's how the Rosh also says in Hilchos Mikvot, Simon Lamed Zayin. The chayin gabi ikar takanis chafifa, and so on and so forth. The second line, the list of the mikdar, right? We're worried about nodding. Shaykhala b'ser. Shara guf laboy hadacha klam. Strictly speaking, the rest of the body doesn't need hadacha at all. Okay? And he learns that when it talks about the base of storm, that's the Rabusa. But anyway, so the Rosh learns a little differently, but he concludes also the Nagu Barosolach of Kol Gufon Omina Kosher. There's not really a major enough community here in terms of their practice. Okay, the Machzor Vitri, 12, the Machzor Vitri is also based on Rashi. Okay, again, I've referred to in the past, it doesn't mean Machzor here like Rosh and Kibra Machzor, the cycle of the years, that's all the demons. So Machzor Vitri is in a tough tzadi test. Right, so we call Malcolm Tzorach Litbo, Litvila, Tzorach Samach Litvila, Lulabit or Achalachet at Atzma, Bechamin, bathe in warm water, Ulisho Saros Ulachafafon. The Machzor Vitri seems to say, he mentions hair, but he says Lichos says he has to wash your whole self, right? First there's this Chafifa, okay, but then a couple lines later, Ika Lamashma, the Chafifa of Gufi. He seems to say it's a kol aguf, and he writes the rayas, right? He says, yeish toin. But the five lines, this is the Rashi. It's the same thing that we had in the Tosas in Tos Nida, the quarter of Ben Shmaria, in the name of Rashi, it means kol aguf. So there's the same thing in the Matzah of Ritchie, which is also the base manager of Rashi. So it says, yeish toin, but it's not true. It's kol aguf, and he brings various rayas that goes on the entire body. That's it concludes. So we have a little bit of a focus. What part of the body needs chafifa? Okay. And chafifa is a word that symbolizes a thorough scrubbing, a thorough washing. Okay. And not just with a comb, but a comb is for the hair. You're not going to put a comb on other parts of the body, but it means a thorough washing. Rashi seems to say kolagu. Again, that's quoted. Rabbeinu Shmaria quotes that from Rashi in the Tosas where Kama Sa'avon Beis, and it's in the Machzor Vitri like that. And Rabbeinu Tam and other Balaitosas say it's only referring to the hair. Then it's kind of maybe like a middle position, the Ramban, Nilchus Nida, Parates Os Beis, Keitza Din Chafifa Zu, how is Chafifa? Rochetzes Rosha, he mentions the head, and Bechol Mokom Ser Shabaguf, other parts of the body that have hair. It kind of doesn't mean it's the whole body, but other parts of the hair, part of the body where the hair gathers, okay? And but he also adds, and again in Gimel, that really neutralizes the machokas, he says, Kvar nagu b'nosir, at least of kol gufon b'chamin. But the minig of Jewish women is that they wash their entire body in warm water. The whole body is nice. So according to Rabban, it's maybe a little bit of a middle position between Rabbi Tam, said just the hair on the head, and Rashi said the whole body. So the Rabban says, well, different parts where there is hair. Okay, different parts of the body. Okay, sometimes there's obviously there's pubic hair, there's maybe hair on the arm, depending whether you practice that with the woman shaved that or hair on the legs. And Rashi also, the Bais HaKotzer, Tars HaBais HaKotzer, Bais Zayin, Shar Zayin, also says like the Ramban. He says, Mokum Ser Shabbat. Right? Ezra Bezdino Tiknu, Teisha Chofem is called Mokum Ser Shabbat. Okay, but again, he too concludes Karnagum and Asolach of Kogufan and so on. And Minig Yafahu, so he all agrees with that. Okay, if you want to see a summary of all the Shitas, I have to read the whole thing inside, but the Ran on the Rif and Shuas, the Vav Maralef, on the page of the Rif and Shuas 15, the Ran gives you a whole summary of the different Shitas. Okay, although he may be learning the way the Ramban and the Rashba learn Rashi, he's only talking parts of the body that have hair. He said that's part of the Takan of Ezra, okay, because with the Raisa, you need Yune Bekule Gufa, right, that's for sure. And Ezra added, you know, that places would have Seir, so he looked at the might to tangle up. The truth is that the Ran really learns, it seems to me, really learns Rashi, not saying the entire body, but the entire body with his hair, similar to Ramban and Rashba. Maybe he thinks that's what Rashi means. Okay. Yeah. And the rest of the body just needs Yune, just looking over. All right. Now, by the way, he mentions towards the end that this practice of Benos Yisrael to bathe the whole body is an old practice. Look what it says, five lines on the bottom. Umiyu, Nashi Dilan, Noglu, Mr. Kogu, Five, Shasuru Hamimi, the Shapir Dami. The Af Bisman Ha Talmud, Nirisha Noglu's came. Okay, he quotes that Gemara with the Reish Galusa's wife, Rana Dasam Chesan Aleph, the Ran quotes that apparently their practice was to, because he's going to bring her pots and bring her place to sit. That's a lot of stuff, more than you need for your hair. So obviously she bathes herself in warm water completely. So apparently, dark on Hayalisha Kogu from Bechana. Okay, that's the opinion of the Ran. That everybody seems to agree. The Miri also learns Rashi. The Miri, not Tafanidas on one base, the Masa Vahim Chafifa, printed in 16, says also, you know, any place where there's hair. Okay, the Rambam Paskins in Perak Beis of Hilchos Mikvos Halacha Tes Zayin. 17. Takonas Ezrahi Ishta Isha Chofefe says Sara Nacharkach Titbol. That's the Rambam says. The Takon of Ezra is Chafifa on your hair. Now he does not specify, does he mean only the hair of the head, or does he mean hair on the rest of the body? So I don't know. You know, I'm not sure what the Rambam means. He doesn't tell us. Okay. But okay. The Ramban in his Chidushim, you saw the Ramban in the no, the Hilchos Nidah. The Ramban is Chidushim. That Gemara Nidah, Sam Chomer Bey, is Dibamas Chafifa. Ramban there says the reason we do a meal min Hagan and Agan Nashon Mishtav Kula Gufa B'Chamimi. The reason we dafke have a woman sit in a warm bath, wash themselves with warm water, Mishum Mekomo Saseir Shemaguf with the Karir Mashmero. Right, Nosar Chacham Masrach Memarsachi. Again, cold water stiffens or makes the hair clumpy. That's why they dafke use warm water. Okay. Okay, and he also writes, "Hey, Nechmir, but the last one, Mami, min Azeh, Yim Tachalavot." You have to keep this minute, okay? And the Mordechai also, Hilchos Mikvos, Rambam Tavshin, Memches 19, Mikol Mokom Nochem Lahachmer, Laasos Chafifa B'Chol Agub, as we said. So that brings us here to the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. Okay, there is some Kuf Tzadi Test Sif Aleph. Tzricha Lahadiach Beis Hashechi Ubeis Hastorim Shalom B'Mayim. The little Bishar Mash will come to that later, right? You have to wash even these Beis HaStorim with water. The Lisrok Sear Rosha Yofa B'Masreik. Okay, she should comb her hair thoroughly. Okay, Shalotiena Saroseni Boko Zubuzu. Not only the knots, but also like sometimes when you sweat up, when you get very sweaty, your hair kind of sticks, it gets sticky, sticks to the hair, sticks to each other. So she has to take care of that also. B'chein Tzricha Yishala Ayin Ba'atzma. She also look at the rest of her body. The tach of kol gufa, the tisht of b'mayim chamin, B'shas chafifa gufa v'sar. So first the Mechaber starts off saying she should, again, she has to wash carefully the base HaShechet, it's the other arm, the base HaStar, and so on. Comb her hair thoroughly, check her whole body to make sure there are no chatzitzas, okay, which doesn't sound like you need the chafifa, just checking the whole body is enough, but the meaning is, then he says, v'tachov kol gufa, v'tishto ma'am chayim, v'ma'am chamin, I keep saying ma'am chayim, ma'am chamin, v'shas chafifa gufa v'sar. So that's what we do. Okay, the shach points out that in effect the Shulchan Aruch is kosher for all the shitas, right? If you look in Sukkot Nalach, Lisok Sarosh Loshan Rambam, right? First he quotes Loshan Rambam, who didn't actually say, Rambam didn't actually say Sarosh, it just said Zara, okay? He interpreted what you said before, the Rambam doesn't tip off, doesn't mean the rest of the body, but he understands the Rambam as meaning Sarosh, okay? And B'chol Mokum Shaseir Shabbat, any other place with his hair, and that's the Rashba, and so on, right? And Sar Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, and not just the hair on the head, and so on. But that's in the Zukot and Aleph, and the Zukot and Beis, he writes us, Kamas HaPosman, Tarkanas Ezra, Enel B'chafi Vaseir, Elo Shenogu L'Hachma, Lachab L'Shtatev, Kol HaGuf. Okay, so that's what the Shach concludes as well. In other words, the post can say the chafifa is really on the hair, but the minigus to do it on everything. Okay, in Sukkot and Beis, Litaz. Just a second. Yeah, the Taz comments on the what's in the parentheses on the top of source 20. It says Tzarach Adich Beis Hashechem Essential of a Mayim. The parentheses, whether that's the Ramor or not, he said Lo Bishar Mashkim. Okay, but not other liquids. Yeah, they're not other type of liquids. And the Taz says, because look at the 22, the Taz Sukkot Beis is Lo Bishar Mashkin, the Chshenisha Lach Lechusa B'Toch, come on, Yishar Sham Kesem Mashkin. If you wash your stuff with some other type of liquid, then it's going to leave some type of a stain. Now, this brings up the question about shampoo. Okay, what about shampoo? Sometimes shampoos are different colors and so on and so forth, but I think the general assumption is that regular shampoos are fine. Regular shampoos don't leave any mark or any stain. There's a question about conditioners, okay? Because some conditioners, are thicker. They're supposed to make the hair thicker, full, what they call it, fuller volume or something like that. But I think that may just be advertising. Okay, I'm not sure if there's anything. If you wash your hair with conditioner, is there any roshem that's left afterward that's different? I don't think so. The hair looks fuller. Okay, I don't know what that means exactly, but that's advertising. But I think the consensus that the regular shampoo and conditioner is okay. Maybe there's some fancy shampoos, that have dye in it. But ordinary, regular shampoo would be okay. All right. Now, if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, the first one, Sukkot Nalak, he quotes the Taz, and he writes from the Chamuni Daniel, Lachor Nira, the Shibashar Guf, Shom, come out, Mutu Bashar Mashkin. If there's no place where something gets stuck, so other liquids are okay. But then he discusses the following thing. What if a woman's Mesupa, 23? Pisrei Tshuva here at Simchus Tzadites in Cotton Base, 23. What if the woman is not sure, okay, whether she checked her hair or not? She forgot, okay, or she did forget. She's misupet. She did or she didn't. So the question is, will that be? And she went to the mikveh already, right? He quotes a tshuva from the Shulz Yaakov. Shekasa beisha shemisupekes im ina besaroseh klal harei sobek deraisa utzricha tvila mechadosh. Okay. Either that, if she's not sure if she checked her ina, again, ina, the Sarah said, that's ion. We said before, ion is the Raisa. So the Pisrei Tshuva is simply presenting nafkaminas to what I said before. There are four different things. We said the ion is required the Raisa. The, what do you call it, the chafifa, that's Ezra. Then there's washing, the wrinkles and so on, and that's the Rava said that. And then there's the minik, kol gufan. So the Pisrei Tshuva here is a cotton base. 23 is telling you the nafkamina. If she forgot to check her hair at all, that's a tzvach savik deraisa. But, and you need another tefillah. However, in borosh lo she'ina, if she's sure she did check her hair, but rak she mesupekes in sirka, she's not sure if she combed it out, then we're dealing with tzvach d'rabbanan. That's a possible issue with what do you call it, with takanas ezra. We call mokum tzvicha tefillah acheres came the ikar ches kezisa. The Shetuvah says, even if she's not sure of that, it's a sveika d'rabbanan, it's a din d'rabbanan. Okay? Even if she checked her hair but forgot to comb it, Well, then the Rabbanan, okay, she's, you know, she's going to need another Tvila. She's going to need another Tvila. However, one second, yeah. But he says a little bit, Tzorach Iyan Becholzeh, because Sof Kol Sof, you know, if she's in doubt, and the Sofek Rabbanan, the Sofek Rabbanan Lekula, is if she's sure she didn't comb her hair, then she has to go again. But if she's not sure, then we're dealing with the Sofek Rabbanan, okay? And again, we're machmer if she can, she should have to go back. If she's still nearby, if she's still in the mikveh, and so on, is a question afterwards. Okay, there's room to make if she forgot to comb her hair. Bottom line, there's room to make if she got to comb her hair, but not if she forgot to check her hair. Okay, because again, that's the iyun. I want to keep that in mind. The iyun is the rice. Okay, the taz. Interesting machlokas from the taz and the sidri tara. Okay, and then 24 and 25. Okay. The Taz says, well, basically, it's a gotten dalit. Okay. Now that we do chafifa, you need to bother doing iyun. You have to check. You have to be looking and examine. And as we say, yesh b'chal masayim mana. In other words, is what do you call it? Does chafifa automatically include iyun? Checking? I'll give you an afkamina. A woman's combing out her hair. She's brushing out her hair. Does she have to look? Or can she do with her eyes closed? Right, women brush their hair all the time. Does she have to focus when she's brushing her hair to see that there's nothing there? Or no, as long as she combs it through, it's good. Right? That's the question. So the Taz, here in Sivkot and Dalad, seems to say that we need, you know, Vedika / Ian, you know, and Chafif on the entire body. Okay, and he said that makes sense. Right? He says, Mashono, Mashu the Be'i, the language of Shulchan Aruch, back in 20, implies to be in the tchila iyun of bedika b'chol gufa v'chakach tase chafif b'chol gufa. That's what it looks like. All right. So if you take a look on the second line here in Tzif Aleph 20, just look at the words in the mechaber. V'chein tzricha isha la'ayin ba'atzma u'v'sara u'bodekes kol gufa. Something also. And then at the end he says v'tacho kol gufa. So the Taz says, what do you mean both? Well, I have to say she should first iron and check and examine and so on and so forth, and then say tachuf. He says, "Mutamua, tamaylo sag bechafikus kol agufa chod, dareas bodekas gamkein de lechabedika gedolamizu." That gufa is a bedika. He doesn't understand, okay? And therefore, he says you don't need a separate thing. Eladavar pasha shayde amishru shaper have iron bar Torah the mekayim the din doraisa through chafifa as well. And therefore, nothing else is needed. So the Taz says you don't need. Chafif itself will be enough. He said we're machmer, maybe to do more than chafif, but basically that would suffice. Okay? And again, the nafkamin would be, could you do chafifa with your eyes closed? You know, the scrubbing and washing thoroughly without paying attention if there's anything there. That's the Taz. The Sidri Tara, in Shura Taz, says, hey, quotes the Taz, okay, but he disagrees. He says, Elanir on the third line, Kemosha Kasabdi, the Tarati Bina Chafifa Ve'iyan. Okay, you need to have both, he writes. Okay, that's the Sidre Tara. He says you have to have both Iyun and Chafifa. Okay, that in effect, the Sidre Tara is saying the Chafifa is to supplement or add to the Iyun. But you still have to watch yourself. You know, again, she could do that while she's scrubbing, but she does have to look. She can't do it with her eyes closed. That's the Sidre Tara. Chafifa Lechud, in the end, he says, Lo Sagi, Elatzircha Nami, Tzarech Nami, Iyun of Adika Im Chafifa. Even the Sidre Tara is saying you don't need two separate acts. Can be done at once, but you have to pay attention. There can't be sort of mindless or blind brushing that would not suffice. Okay, that's the machok, the Sidre Tara. I think that the practice is to follow the Sidre Tara here and say that she should pay attention when she's doing it. Okay, now going back to, okay, everyone's good, yeah? You know what I mean? Yeah, back. Then the next issue for Sif Beis, that was Sif Aleph. Moving along. So in Sif Beis, we find the following. The Gemara said back in that we saw Ham Bavam and Beis, we said it, 26. Omar Amemar Shay the Rabbah, Isha lo sochav ala bechamin. So chafifa, the bathing should be done in warm water, a lo betzonin. Okay? And it said, Bafila bechamin chama, even water that was heated by the sun, meaning it's not that warm. It's not piping hot water, but warm water, lukewarm, warm water. Tzone in my time allows. What's more asked, what's the matter with cold water? Okay. What's the matter with cold water? Mishum dekriri, because it's cold, mashum as it stiffens the hair. Okay, makes the hair clumpy, like we said before. So don't use cold water. But warm doesn't have to be piping hot, says Rashi, you know, he learns. Okay, even water that's heated by the sun is good enough. Okay, the makshin is a saros. Okay, it makes the hair stiff, mainly chluchon over, and harder to get the dirt out. Okay, and I do want to mention that the Rosh, worth mentioning, the Rosh in his Hilchos Mikvos, Simon Chav Dalet, 28, learns differently. We just read the Gemara, the way I just read it to you was based on Rashi, but the Gemara says you're supposed to use Chaman Avalo B'tzonin. Okay, and then it says Vafilu B'chame Chama. And I said the way Rashi learns, Dailo, right? Look at 27, Rashi says Vafilu B'chame Chama, Dailo. That's also, it's good enough. It doesn't have to be piping hot water. You know, it can be warm water that's heated by the sun. The Rosh doesn't agree with that. Okay. The Rosh quotes, he quotes Rabbi Hanano, who pirish Rabbi Hanano, of course, isha lo socha b'kriva filo b'chame chama, pirish also locha. So you look back at the Gemara in 26. What do the words b'filo b'chame chama go on? What do they modify? Even chame chama what? So one way to read it is the way we read it, Rashi. Isha lo socha fela b'chamen. She should use warm water, but not cold water. Vafilo b'chame chamen is included under chamen. Right? Even if it's not piping hot, it's still considered chamen. But the Rosh, quote Rabbi Hanana, doesn't learn it that way. He says, no. Don't talk about chamen. Afilo lo b'tzonen, avalo b'tzonen, vafilo b'chame chamen, not. Not cold, and not even heated by the water, by the sun. You hear? You see, just a simple grammatical question. What do the words vafilo b'chame chamen modify? Okay, do they modify the chamin, which is good, and they're saying even that's good, or modifies tone, that's no good, and even that's no good. Right? So machlokas actually how to read it. Okay, what it goes on. But most learn not like the Rosh. The Rosh Bo, for example, the Tarsavai Sarabai Zain Shar Zain, Khafif is Usharan of Chamin, okay, and Afilu Chamin is good enough. Pirish Chamin Shamra Afilu Chamin. He says it beforeish. When it says chamin, it means afilu chame chame, not the way Rabbi Hanan wrote. You see the Rashbo? Right? That's Rashbo writes. Pirish, again, chamin sha'amru afilu chame chame. Okay? Even if it was heated by the sun, it's good. It's good. It's not, that's not considered cold. Okay? The Miri, also, and that is some of our base, Inyan Khafifa, Bechain Lob Mayim Tzonin, Shagam Haim Nisabchos Asari, the stiffens or knots of the hair, Ela Bechamin, Bechol Shein Chamin, Ein Tor of Chamin, or Ela Af Bechamin Chamin. So the Af, according to Miri, also is going on Chamin. Okay, the Rambam, actually a little bit of a difference, okay, in terms of, I don't want to make a big machokas about it, but what's the problem with the cold water? What's the problem with the cold water? So look back in Rashi, okay, Rashi says, 27, Rashi, I need the Samach Vavmud Beis, Diva Masla Mashru Mazio, Mazariah, Makshin Es Hasaros, Ein Lichluchon Ober, it stiffens the hair, so it's hard to get the dirt out. Cold water does that, it stiffens the hair, it's hard to get the dirt out. That's not what the Rambam says. Okay, the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, he's concerned that the, right, he says the cold water knots it up. Okay, so what's who cares? Maybe it's both. But it's actually interesting, perhaps an afkamina between the what the real reason is. Is it okay? Let's say after a woman washed her hair with the warm water, she wants to cool it off by having cold water. She wants to cool it off. Okay. This person wants to rinse it off in cold water afterwards. So according to the Rambam, that'll be a problem because of cold. And before she goes to the mikveh, she bathed in warm water. Now she wants to rinse it in cold water. So according to Rashi, that won't be a problem. According to Rashi, won't be a problem because the warm water she got the dirt out already. Rashi said the cold water, the whole problem is cold water, you can't get the dirt out. But if she previously bathed in warm water, she washed her hair in warm water, she got the dirt out. So now it's okay to rinse with cold water. But according to the Rambam, the cold water tangles it up. So it doesn't matter that she previously washed in warm water. Now she washed in cold water, could tangle it up, and therefore it's been a problem going to the mikveh. So that's a possible not coming in. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch now in Sif Beis, 32, asking, Chafifa, Shebemokom, Sarah, Lo, Tiak, Bemayim, Karim, Lavisham, Sabchin, as a Sarah, Ella Bemayim, Chamin, Umiya, Philip, Bechame, Chame, Sagi, not like the Rosh. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in today's, that we should do the Chafifa in hot water, not in cold water, and it can even be done, again, against the Rosh, can even be done in, in water which is lukewarm, warm by the sun. Okay. Yeah. The Sidrei Tara just adds, I put it 33, the Sidrei Tara, it's about Zion, just adds that even though the concern of hot water is only applicable to the hair, because it's going to tangle the hair, so lechora for the rest of the body, it should be okay to use cold water. Right, because the whole concern, either Rashi's concern you can't get the dirt off, or the Rambam's concern that, you know, Rashi's concern that it stiffens the hair, or the Rambam's concern that it tangles the hair, that's not okay to the rest of the body. So the Sidrei Tara says technically it should be okay, but Mekom Mokom Ein Lechalek, we don't make a distinction, and we do everything in Mayim Chamin. And again, that's what he says, the end, Nagul Lahachmir Lasos, I call the Mayim Chamin. Okay, that's what we do. All right, next issue, the second part of Sid Beis. Omar Rava, and some above, went out of the very bottom of the page, going over to some above the base, 34. Omar Rava, Isha lo sof lo b'neser v'lo b'chol. Okay? B'neser mishun v'katev, b'chol mishun d'masrich. Okay, here the Gemara talks about different types of things, the shampoos and soaps, okay, that were used. Okay, certain types of things will make the hair harder, certain types of things, right? So it says lo sof of sarah, Rashi says here, b'neser, okay, certain type of, the detergent or some sort of a cleanser, cleaning item, or chol is sand and so on. So I guess I'm not sure what they did with that. But anyway, there's certain things you shouldn't do, certain types of materials you shouldn't use. The Tshuva Harivash that I printed in Siman Lamed Hay, okay? And he says, Ani Adati, my sister, I quote, Rivash Siman Lamed Hay 36. He writes, Ani Adati, Shekel Anashim B'Mayorka, you know what that is, right? Women would use this type of whatever this detergent or soap was, and it was a problem. And therefore, our minig is not to use, and it says the Rosh, says the Rivash, second line of 36, just warm water. Okay, just warm water, nothing else. Okay. He says others disagree, and they say, no, you've got to get some type of shampoo and so on in it. So different practices. We don't have to spend that much time on it. There were women who used things, and some say, well, this was fine. So it's a machlokas whether these types of, again, I think it's today generally assumed that shampoo is okay. The Ma'arik, interestingly enough, has a tshuva. Ma'arik is in his tshuva, sim kuf nun test, kuf nun test. Isha shashala v'isha, v'asher shalta v'isha, and some woman was told by the doctors that she's not permitted to wash her hair with water, okay, but rather, I wanted to know, what about wine? Now, personally, I've never heard of wine being used as a shampoo, but people use beer today, to this day. No, beer is considered, some shampoos will advertise that have beer in it. I remember when I was young, before I was married, lived at my parents' home, had a younger sister. And sometimes going to the shower, there was a can of beer in the shower. Who's drinking beer in the shower? And I thought it was a strange practice. And not only drinking beer in the shower, she was using it for her hair. She was a teenager, whatever. I'm older than her. So I didn't understand why there was beer in the shower, a can of beer in the shower. But the women do use beer. So I don't know. That's the Marika's talking about wine, but whatever. So that's the question. So he says, we can use roof to make it. Again, I think they might have used it for medicinal purposes, I'm not sure. Okay. So he says, Lamaisa, let's remember, he says, the Midoraisa Iyun is enough. Let's remember, this whole Chafifa is only a Takonis Ezra. Okay. And it's Laracha Milsa. So therefore, as long as it checks, it's okay. So if the wine helps, you can follow the doctors in this regard, if the wine helps and Metzias indicates that it's not a problem, that it doesn't make it sticky. It seems to me wine would make it sticky. I don't know how exactly it works, but beer gives it body, whatever they call it, volume. think at least it's, so it's advertised. I don't know if it's true, but that's what they claim. All right, anyway, so let's look in the second part of Sud Beis here, in our Sud Kuf Tzadi Tes, 38. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's still Sud Beis, okay? Lo Tochof, the continuation of Sud Beis. Lo Tochof B'Nesa Nikra B'Arami Tafal, okay, Ulaz Grida, Lefisha Mechate Chaser Mechozer Mistabech. These things, they interact with the hair, so it makes it tangle up. Below, below, else, another type of Shemisabe Chaser, and the Vechob, there are more ads, Vechol Zele Chatchila. Our Vechof of Manasseh, because we're Rosh Abbas and Shein Sar Shalach Shumas Bokhan, but the woman did use this stuff, and she found Mitzias wise, her hair didn't get tangled, and it didn't get ruined, didn't get stiff, and so then, sure, then it's okay, that's the Marik. Okay, but Isha should see what was our rope, and the Dachor was right behind. Yes, Lishal Rope, and Yayan Misabe Chaser, asked, will it tangle it up? And him Omer Shainam Misabe Chesh Mahalayim. Test it out. Do an experiment before going to the mikvah. You know, do it it's, Tuesday before you go to the mikvah on Thursday. Do it on Tuesday. See what happens. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says that he basically wants to say just checking one time wouldn't work. Okay, he says check with two or three times. Okay, not everybody's the same. And don't rely on the fact that somebody else, everybody's hair is different. Don't rely on the fact that somebody else, oh yeah, I used this this shampoo, I used this stuff, and it didn't tangle my hair up. Okay, don't rely on somebody else. Okay, you have to do it yourself, and you have to check it out, make sure it works with your particular hair. Okay, good. Now we come to the really the big issue, or at least to start today, regarding Chafifa, and that is exactly when do we do the Chafifa relative to the tefillah, okay? I just want to mention, sorry, one other thing. You know, our minhag is today, before we get to finish up the other issue, okay? So, regarding this machlokes and so on. So our minhag is going to take a bath and then they hop into the shower. Okay, that would certainly get rid of all the dirt. Now, there are poskim who say that they should bathe for 30 minutes. It's unclear where that comes from. Okay, why 30 minutes? And there's room, especially, I mean, this was always an issue. Mikvahs are crowded, women are waiting, and so on and so forth. You have to use seichel. Okay, the women who take a bath for 30 minutes on the clock, it's, first of all, let's say a woman has a medical condition, not supposed to take a bath. At one time they thought, I don't know if that's the medically accepted opinion today, if they ask the doctors, but at one time they thought that a pregnant woman should not stay in the bath too long. Okay, that's what they thought. So it's not good for, not healthy for a pregnant woman to sit in a bath, a hot bath for too long a time. Again, I don't know if that's the prevalent medical opinion today, but one time that was thought. So again, they said, well, it's okay to take a shower. Okay, so you can just shower and go over there. The main thing is to get the dirt off, okay? Just shower. And again, the 30 minutes is also not, it's got to be exactly 30 minutes on the clock. But it means there's a significant amount of time, the time that you sit in the bath, you get off the dirt, and so on and so forth. So you don't have to, as some people say, that if you can, you do 30 minutes. But anyway, that's the situation today. I just wanted to mention that point. Okay. Okay. But now it's come to the question of timing. When is the Chafifa done relative to the Tevilah? So look at the Gemara now, Samach Zayin and Beis in Nida. Okay, 40. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Isha Chofefes Be'echad B'Shabbos, the Tovelas B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. She can do the Chafifa today, Sunday. She can do the Chafifa today and go to the Mikveh on the third, Tuesday, meaning actually Monday night, right? Halachic Tuesday. Halachic Yom Shlishi. Right? So if she can do, she's going to go to the mikveh tomorrow night, she can do the mikveh, she can do the chafifa the previous day. How do we know that that's true? Says Rav Huna, Shekain Isha Chofeves Be'erev Shabbos Tevelas Motzoi Shabbos. Because after all, we know that you can't, the woman can do the chafifa on Friday and go to the mikveh Motzoi Shabbos. So this is the same time distinction, the same time lapse. Right? Friday afternoon, it's okay for Saturday night. So Sunday afternoon, it's okay for Monday night. Right? And that's the chicane that Rav Huna presents. He said, a woman does go to the mikvah on Saturday night, can do does the chafifah on Friday. So too, a woman will go to the mikvah Monday night, can do the chafifah on Sunday. Not that she has to, but she can. If that's more convenient, she can do it then. Okay. Furthermore, continues the Gemara, point two. Isha chofefes becher b'shatz v'az b'reviyah b'shatz. A woman can even do the chafif on Sunday for a Yom Revi. Again, halachic Yom Revi, Tuesday night. Halachic Wednesday, right? Tuesday night. So she can already go, she's going to the mikvah Tuesday night to the chafif on Sunday. Why? She can't isha chofefes b'erev Shabbos to those who say yontif. She can't isha chofefes b'erev Shabbos. Okay, if yontif is Saturday night, to Shavuot, okay, or, you know, for say Pesach, we had this year, right, Saturday night. So if the chafif on Friday works for a Sunday night tefillah, then the chafif on Sunday will work for a Tuesday night tefillah. Again, it's the same timeline. That's it. And then it says, not only that, but Isha chofef es bechav b'shabbos tovelos b'chamishi b'shabbos. She can even do a Sunday chafifah for a Thursday, again, meaning Wednesday night, or Wednesday night tefillah. Why? She can Isha chofef es bechav b'shabbos tovelos motzoi shnei yomim tov m'shavos Hashanah. Because sometimes you have Rosh Hashanah 2 days, okay? Shacholos Achar Shabbos. Now that can't happen on our calendar. Rosh Hashanah never falls out Sunday, Monday. Lo Adu Rosh, we have a mnemonic. Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, never falls out on Adu. Out of Sunday, Dalav is Wednesday, Vav is Friday. So Rosh Hashanah never lands. The first day of Rosh Hashanah never lands on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday, according to our fixed calendar. Okay, so you never have Motzei Shabbos, never Rosh Hashanah. The first night of Rosh Hashanah is never on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, but the medicine say Yom Tov Shavuos Hashanah Shachos Shabbos. The truth is, it's true about any of the Shein Shal Goyim. So that you can have. We do have other. We just had it with Pesach. The first day of Pesach. Again, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Pesach was Sunday, Monday. So you can do a chafifa on Friday for a Monday night trila. So you can do chafifa on Sunday for Wednesday night too at the same time off. Okay. The question: why do they want to say Shein Tov Shavuos Hashanah? Okay. After all. And Rav Huna, who's author of the statement here, is Bavel. Okay? Mustami, he was saying his din for the B'nai Eretz Yisrael also. Okay, they never have 2 days of anything except for Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, that's Rav Huna. Rav Chista Amar, Kulu Amrinan, Shekain Lo Amrinan. This equation, Rav Chista said, Rav Huna is right. You can do Chafif on Friday for a Saturday night tefillah. For the Shabbos. You can do Friday Chafifa for a Sunday night tefillah in case Yom Tov falls right after Shabbos. And you can even do a Chafifa on Friday for a Monday night tefillah in case you have a 2 day Yom Tov that falls right after Shabbos, like we just had with Pesach. That's all true, says Rav Huna. But now to say Shekain, right, and extended to doing a Chafifa on Sunday for a Monday night tefillah or for a Tuesday night tefillah, for a Wednesday night tefillah, now it's said because we don't do. That's not true. Rav Chista disagrees. Okay, Rav Chista says the Iker din is right. Okay, but when you have those extraordinary circumstances of Yontif Shabbos, Yontif right after Shabbos, Yontif 2 days after Shabbos, yeah. But Shekain, Lo Amrinan, we don't extend it to the other situations. Why? Because Hecha the Efsher, Hecha the Lo Efsher, Lo Efsher. The other cases, when it's Shabbos, or when it's Shabbos, then Yontif, or then it's Shabbos in 2 days, there's no choice. When else do you do the chafifa? You have to do it before. But we now can't extrapolate from there that when it's efsher to do it, you can do it the proper time. Okay, you can say, I'm going to do a chafifa on Sunday for a Wednesday night tevila? No, that ain't done in efsher or efsher. Okay? Hechadol efsher, efsher. So that's what Rav Chista disagrees. Okay? He says, we can't extend that. All right? Rav Chista disagrees. Omar, Rav Yemar, Omar, he has a limitation. Okay, the Efshir Chafez Balaila, the Tavelas Balaila. Okay, he says when the break is that long, he doesn't go for it, not even Rosh Hashanah. As he said, and Rav Yemar says, I agree with Rav Huna, with the exception of the most extreme case, because, you know, of doing it for 3 days later, doing a Friday Chafifa. For a Monday night tefillah, I don't think you do that. There is no choice. Okay, I don't accept that case. I don't accept the two of the cases, but I don't accept the one. I don't accept the Isha Chofefes I don't accept that Isha Chofefes on Friday for a Monday night tefillah. Okay? But anyway, Darash Mareimar, Hilchos HaKrav Chista. Okay? He says, the halacha is like Krav Chista. Okay? We don't extend and allow a two-day break. Okay? We pass Krav Chista. We don't extend.
Maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it just me? Are people getting a lot of static?
Oh, I don't know. Do people have static?
Just me. Okay, never mind.
Sorry. I got nothing here that's recording. Can everyone else can hear okay? Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, so Remar in the Gemara said, Darsh Mahil, because the Tarot of Yemar. Okay. The way Rav Yemar said, well, let's put it this way. We have in effect four shitas in Amoraim here. Let's go over it again. Four shitas in Amoraim here. Rav Huna, who says that even a three-day break is allowed always, whether it's Yontif and because of a two-day Yontif that follows Shabbos, or in general. Then Rav Chista says a three-day break is allowed only when there's no other option, namely when there's a two-day Yontif following Shabbos. Okay, Rav Yemer says a three-day break. Just a minute. A three-day break is not allowed. Is that what he said once? What does Rav Yemer say? Rav Yemer says no. He said a three-day break is not allowed. A three-day break is not allowed, even if it's a yontif problem. Okay, and Yemer says the halacha is that only a two-day break is allowed, and only when there's no other choice. If you follow, let me say it again. Let's say those sheets again. Rav Huna says, even a three-day break is allowed, whether it's because of Yontif or in general. No matter what, three-day break is allowed. Chista says, no, a three-day break is allowed with no choice, like Yontif. There's 2 days Yontif to follow Shabbat, but otherwise we can't extend it. Rav Yemer said, a three-day break is never allowed, even when it's Yontif. Okay, I'm not going to allow that. I'll allow a two-day break, not a three-day break. And then Maremar says that he agrees with Yemar that only a two-day break is allowed, but he agrees with Chista that it's only allowed when there's no choice. Okay, that's what comes out according to the Shitas. Okay, continuing the Gemara, Agbailu, a lot here. Okay, Ibailu, Isha Mao Shatama Balala Vatipo Balala. So, 1 second. So, what about doing Hafif at night and the Tefillah is that night? What's the story there? So, Marzutra also Rechina Misura Shari, Misura Shari. Owner of Adar Rechina Misura, Lav Hachi Abba Uvda, Bedevisa, the Abba Mar Resh goes to the Ikut. Okay, that's the case that Gwara mentioned before. Adar Nachmar Yitzchak Fayusev, Amala Ma'isa, Ma'isa, Ma'iti Hashto, Ma'isa Hashto. So now on the top of the next page, on Sabachesim and Aleph, so Tiski Aisla Machi, do it the next day. Well, what's happening? That's where the Gemara quotes. In other words, do the chafifa tonight. Do the chasart. Tashkis the chasart. Abdi chasart. You have all the material there. Okay? So that's the next piece of the Gemara. Again, the question is, Marzutra says that tefillah at night, after chafifa at night, is no good for tefillah that night. But Chinan Misura said that it is allowed. And Rava says, that and then now says, which we saw, that a woman is chofefas and erev Shabbos, tavelas and motzoi Shabbos. All right? That's the case of Rava. Right, Darsh Rava Isha Chofefes Berav Shabbos, the Tavelas Motzai Shabbos. Only Papa Rava, Masala Chovim Bigvita Isha Losak Berav Shatzal Berav Nosu Shabbos. The Tamal Atzmacha, Hey Chofefes Zel Tavelas Valayla, Haba Ina Techev the Chafifa Tvila, the Leka. Okay, so then Rava said, Hada Uki Rava Amora Aled the Darsh, Dvarim Shamarti with Nechem Tos, Hem Yod Ibram Kacha Mishmeid of Yochan Isha Losak Berav Shabbos, the Timon Soi Shabbos, and so on. Okay, and what's the halacha? The words of the Hilchasa, Isha chofefes bayom b'tavelas b'layla. The hilchasa isha lo sachov el b'layla. So how could it be kasha hilchasa hilchasa? Lo kasha ha de efsher ha de lo efsher. That's the sugya. So you should read over that sugya, and that's the principal sugya on chafifas of the time of chafifas. And some zayin is going over to some ches amal. Okay. The machlokas of Huna and Chista is done efsher misha efsher, as Rashi says. Okay. Let's look at Rashi. The Shita of Rav Chista, the third line, third Rashi in 41 in Samazan Beis. Shekein Lomian, Heged Roz Belayla Bilel Yom Chol Shechol Lachav Yom Asur Lachav Mesmo. Right, and it's a Yom Chol Efshal Lachav Yom. But when it's Motzai Yontif, again, when there's no choice, if the Yom Tov comes right after Shabbos, then it is allowed. And okay, I'm going to read through every Rashi. Okay. But the Gemara concludes with the different Efsher, meaning Efsher lachaf bayom and chofefes bayom, that's on a weekday. And lo Efsher, for example, motzo Yom Tov, so then lo tachof ala balayla. Okay, so that's the conclusion. Efsher is tachof bayom, e Efsher is tachof balayla. All right, that's the way Rashi learns. That's the important point. Okay. Rashi says, you find a couple of Rashis here that are worth seeing. But bottom line is Rashi says that the Chafifa has to be done during the day. Look at the third to last Rashi, 42 on Sam Chesmaral. The Tamalas Ahenki Sharba Koshi Tir Laharchi Chafifoso Mitzilosa Kokab. And Mishum di Chafo Balel Tzilosa Emer Lo Chafa Shaper Mishum di Maheret Tzilosa Mitokshim Holabase. Very important Rashi. What's the problem with doing Chafifa? What's all this business? Do it earlier, do it on Friday, do it. What's the problem with doing it the night of the tefillah? Right, whatever night it is, do it then. So Rashi says, no, the problem is that she won't do a proper job. She wants to hustle to get into the mikveh. Mikveh's crowded, a lot of other women there. She's not going to do a thorough preparation. Okay, that's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, in general, Chafifa should be done during the day. Okay? Chafifa should be done during the day. All right, because if it's done at night, she just won't do a good job. It's going to be a rush to be going to the mikveh to return home. So therefore, Rashi says the operative principle is Efsher and E-Efsher. When it's Efsher, look at again the last two lines of Rashi, 42, or there in Sal Chesel Al. Ha the Efsher lochav bayom, chofefes bayom. That's it's a regular weekday. Okay, she says we're going to mikveh tonight, Sunday night. So she'll do the chafifa today, Sunday afternoon. Okay, that's Efsher. Because the proper thing is to do it during the day, not to do it right before she goes to the mikveh, because she's going to be in a rush and she won't do a thorough job. But how the law actually talk about Motzei Yantiv? We'll talk about Balayla, but if it's Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yantiv, and so on, they can't do a chafifa during the day. Okay, so then they have no choice but to do it at night. So according to Rashi, Efsher means Tachav Bayom. E Efsher, Tachav Balayla. Okay, because otherwise we're afraid she will like in a case. And that's the case we had above. Then it was El Motzei Shabbos, El Motzei Yom Tov, whatever. So then you can do it at night. That's how Rashi learns. However, if you take a look in the Shiltas. Shiltas are a Chaygon on last week's Seder, Parsha Zachar Mos. Shilta Tzadivav. Okay. The Shilta says that really Chafifa is supposed to be done very close to the time of Tvila. Okay. And, okay, that's the rule. Okay, and that's why Isha lo tachav el abcham erev Shabbos, zilu so Shabbos. Okay, because you have to have samuch lechafifa tvila. And therefore, he says, if she happens now, if it's Friday, if you're going to the mikvah on Friday night or Yontif night, she can't do it at night. So therefore, then she'll have no choice but do it a day. That's different than Rashi. That's the Efsher. Okay, that's the Efsher. The Tvila has to be samuch l'chafifa Tvila. So therefore, according to him, it's better to do Tvila at night. Rashi said it's better not to do Tvila at night because you're going to rush the job, so you should do it during the day. So whenever it's Efsher to do it during the day, you're doing it during the day. You do it not Efsher to do it during the day because it's Motzei Shabbos, but it's Motzei Yom Tov, then you have no choice but to do it at night. Shiltas is the opposite. Shiltas is saying, no, the proper time to really do it is at night before you die. I guess you're not worried. Not going to do a good job. There's no such zero. Right? You'll do a good job. But, you know, like it's like part of the tefillah. They should do a preparation. She should do a preparations at night. Okay, it's better to do the chafif at night. So Efsher means do it at night. Now, if it can't be done at night because the tefillah is on Shabbos, so then you'll do it ayom. Efsher is tachof balaylo. Efsher, like if it's a Friday night, then tachof ayom. So you see the machlokes of Rashi and Shiltas. Okay, it's a different way of learning. So that's the Shiltas. Tosis is the one who alerted the Shiltas. Tosis is on the Samaches Amud Aleph. Okay, Kach Amru. All right, so Tosis says, Rashi says, again, the Shaharei B'Koshi, Hitiru lo laharchik hafifos kol kach. And I'm assuming the Chofes, the Tzvilos, the Emel Ochai Peshap, the Tosh Mulevesa, that's Rashi. Upir is Rashi in the third line of Tosis, neither Samaches Amud Aleph. Had efshalach v'ayom kagol gumeachol. What if you can do the chafifa during the day at leisure and so on, calm and achazur? Do it during echov v'ayom. Then v'tovelas b'layim. Had the low efshar. Okay. Had the low efshar lach v'ayom. Not erev Shabbos. Because erev Shabbos you can do it. Had the low efshar lach v'ayom kagol le'el. Okay. We had the case above when it's motzoi Shabbos. You can't do it during the day. Okay. So then. Hilchot of Kista and so on and so forth, like Rabbi Yemar. So then, she has to do Tovelos Motzei Shabbos. Okay? So that's. That's, he says, Rashi. However, a few lines down, over Shiltas to Arachai, Parshas Achimos, because she the other way. How the F Shalacha Belel Tila Shukhol, Lo Tacha Chavim Tila Klal, Bafilu Im Hayom Kamo King Chol, even if the day is it's a Sunday, so tonight's a weeknight, today is a weekday. Still, we'll talk about a Belila. All right, that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. Now, that's machlokas for Tosas and the Shiltas. Again, according to Rashi, a woman would not do chafifa on Erev Shabbos. I'm saying, is that true? She wouldn't do a chafif on Erev Shabbos. She was going to Mikra Motzoi Shabbos. Again, according to Shiltas, it's preferable chafif at night. They can't do it at night, like Shabbos Yom Tov, they do it during the day. And Rashi said it's always better to do it during the day. Okay, so then Tosa says at the end, okay, the next Tosa is really, the Hilchasa. Isha chofef is on Tavelos Balayla. Pirish be'erev Shabbos, the Tavelos on Tzoy Shabbos. The Hilchas of Yisholdo Balayla, Pirish on Tzoy Shabbos, lo to my hair, locha be'erev Shabbos. So which is it? The Gemara says, Efshar, look at the third, last Tosef. Efshar locha with Tzoy Shabbos, you chol, tocha bo, lo to my hair, locha be'erev Shabbos. But the low Efshar locha with Tzoy Shabbos, lo to Yilas, lo to Yom Tiv, lo to Erev Shabbos, afo pi, to Tzvilas, lo to Shabbos, lo to Shabbos, lo to Shabbos, lo to Shabbos, and so on and so forth. That's a different thing. Tosa says that Efshar means that it's Efshar to do it on Motzei Shabbos, so then Tocha Balayla. If not, Efshar to do it on Motzei Shabbos, then do it early. 1 second. So according to Tosa, what the Tosa says, the Minig is to start doing a Chafifa late in the day to continue into the night to satisfy both Tosas and both Rashi and the Shiltas. Okay, look, I'm sorry, I should have read it before. The end of the first Tosas, are five lines down, for end of the first Tosas, five lines up. It's all one Chafifa Richta, so to speak. So basically, you start doing the Chafifa late in the day and continue into the night, then you get both Rashi and the Shiltas, right? So Tosas, the next Tosas says that the Tefillah should be done during the day. You can't do it in the day, then you do it during the night. That's like the Shiltas. You can't do it at night, then it'll be done the day before. So the Rosh also, Siman Lamed Zayin, Hilchos Mikvaos, the Rosh also, 45, the Rosh also, says like Rashi, the whole like Rashi, that Efshar means Tocha Bayom, right? And Efshar, for example, if it's Shabbat, let's say Shabbat, then Tocha Balayla, he holds that way Rashi, and he passes like Rashi, I think. Let's see again, Pirish Rashi, of Efshar, we don't call my Chochof, I was going to say that. 1 second.
Well, the rest had the original Eitzah to satisfy both with the...
Then, exactly as I say. The Rosh then says, but if you can, he quotes his Machlokas, Rashi and Shiltas, says, it seems Rashi is correct, but our meaning is they start doing the Chafifa late in the day and continue into nighttime. And,
It sounds like Rashi is correct, or it sounds like...
I think he's saying maybe that's what Rashi holds. Not sure. Let's go over it again. Okay. Basically, the rationale, right, to do like the shiltas, do chafif at night because some of the chafifa tefila. Okay, and what's the rationale behind that? Because there's less time for chatzitzas to pop up. Right, if you do the chafifa right before the tefila, I should have said this before, but I'm saying it now. What's the rationale to insist on doing the chafifa right before the tefila? Because you do chafifa a long time earlier, good. Right now you're good, but the next 8 hours or 24 hours, maybe you could get it developed on a chatzitza, right? So the svara is do the chafifa at night because it's closer to when the tefila will take place, and there's less time for chatzitza to come up. All right. On the other hand, there's a preference that's the shultas. That's the shultas. Okay, chafifa at night. And again, it's unclear from the Gemara. Gemara just says efshar and efshar, but we don't know what it's referring to. Right? The Gemara back at the end of source. That long piece of Gemara, which I showed you, the Samach Chesam Beis, that long piece of Gemara just concludes the distinction of Efsher and Efsher. There's two ways to read that. That's the Machokas Rashi and Shultz. Okay, so the Rashi prefers the Chafifa during the day because you'll do a more thorough Chafifa than if you have to do it at night, which is, you know, itching to get out of there. Okay. So that's the question. So again, Rashi says always the chafifa during the day is better. Shulta says during the night is better. The Tosa says, the Rosh says, we try to be yotzei both seaters, and the chadchila should try to begin the chafifa during the daytime and continue into the night. All right? Because it generally takes woman, again, especially if you're in the tub for a half hour, but even that, it takes woman a good solid hour, I would think, to get ready, okay, for a proper chafifa. All right? But if you look, so the Rosh also quotes that. If you look in the Bais HaKotzer, it says more like the Shultas, right? Like in 46. Okay, that he says, Chafitza tzarech lios l'chadchicha samach ha-tviyos. L'fichach lo tachov ish b'yom tu b'layla. L'chof pefes b'layla. L'tovela shol yiskash ha-shum dov al-sar b'shas chafitza. Again, it prevents the development of chatzitzas. Okay. Also in the Rambam, Parak Beis Halacha Tazayin, 47. Hakonis Ezri Hishin Tiisha Chovei Star Vachach Vachnit Bo. Bein Efshar Lalochof Belayla Belitpo Miad Teichel Chovei Harezim Eshuva. O Bishas El Chag. O Bnei Choli Chovei Fevas Avil Be'er Shabbat Tzolot Motzoi Shabbat. And also preferences like the Shiltas. Okay, but the Mordechai has the whole little lumbus there in Tavshim Mem Tes and Shavuos. Okay, and he says that they should go in early, right? Look at the 36 lines at the bottom. V'nochon shetikonis b'cham b'yom b'horeyom gadol, v'tocho v'atzmo v'nachaz ha'v'chvozom, v'lo teitzi ad l'erit. Okay, v'daf shul z'v'chayik, v'od v'lach v'yom ha'nu ki yotzu v'horeyom gadol. He says, even the Rashultas, who says, don't do the chafifa during the day, it's not a din, like it's a daytime mitzvah. It has to be done. His concern is, don't do it during the day when there's still lots of daylight left, and then you can do other things. I'll make develop a chatzitza. But he says that even the shul to agree, if you did the chafifa during the day, but you hung around, you went in the mikveh, you didn't go anywhere. You did it late in the day, and you went right to the mikveh. Then he would say it's good too. You follow? But the shul is not saying that it's an iser to do chafifa during the day. Okay, he's saying that the whole concern, right, was you'll come out and come home early, and then you'll get some of the chatzitza. All right. And Rashi is concerned with you won't do a decent job. So you do a decent job. So at the end of the day, I think both Rashi and the Shultas would agree that doing the Chafifa, whichever one they don't prefer, they say it's not preferable. And Rashi says it's preferable to do the Chatzitza during the day because during the night you'll be rushed. But if something comes up, and did it during the night, Rashi's not going to say it's no good. And Rashi will say it's good. And then the same thing with Shultas the other way. Shultas prefers you to do it at night. If you couldn't, you do it during the day. So both would agree with the other, Lemaisa. Okay? Now, the Shulchan Aruch, how do we pass him? 49. Siv Gimel. Chafifa tzricha lios lechatchila samach v'tvilos. So that's like the Shultas. Do it as close to the tzvila as possible. The minag kosher, but the proper minag is shetaskel l'chov meodyom. The second is b'chafifa ad shetachshav. It starts when it's still day to get in the shita of the Rashi. You say do it during the day. but extended into the evening, right, right before the tefillah, so you have the siltas as well. Okay? Most people, so even women who prepared at home to bring a brush or something to do one, you know, last chafifa there. You can't keep this minig. You got to do it during the day mamish or during the night mamish, whichever it is. So you have what to rely on, and you know, you can do it. It's a chumrah to do this, to get both sitas, to start the chafifa later in the day and to continue it into the night. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. But in principle, Shulchan Aruch seems to pass the sultas, right? That's the rule. That's like the shiltas. The shach, however, quotes
if it's clear that, like, he thinks that, you know, Rashi is not that far, he thinks that the shiltas is, you know, sort of far on one side, but that Rashi is not so. The Shiltas is very committed to the nighttime thing, but Rashi is not super committed to the daytime.
And that's right. Rashi himself,
the way he reads the Gemara, is that if she needs to do it at night, then she does it at night.
Right, correct. The truth is, I think the Shiltas, they would agree that if you had to do it, they would also do it at night. I don't think there's a lot of, but the other level, I don't think it's a machok, it's only on a chakil level. Okay.
Like for Lil Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay, but again, but the even another time. I guess but the Shofar's preference is the Chatchila, some of it also means at night. But Minig HaKosher, the Minig is to start to get both sheets in. But I do want to point out the Shach, the Shukot Nvav, is not as convinced. Okay, the Shach and Shukot Nvav, let's find it now, 50. The Yoser Tov Lachol Miyom Mivalayla. He says that those who say that it's better to do it during the day than during the night. Okay? So the Shach, I think, leans more towards Rashi.
Beis Yosef's point was that's not...
At the end of the day, either time is acceptable. Lamaise.
Right.
What comes out.
Like a minute time, basically.
Fair. Okay. So, All right, let's just finish up. You look at the Taz. The Taz is caught in vogue. Okay, good. So, again, show one of the problem. Let's see, there are more ads. That's the Beis Yosef. Yeah, where is that?
49.
Oh, there it is, yeah. Second half of 49. Ramo says, the Shas had Chah. She had three Chalak Weyom. Oh, she got Chalak Weyom, two Chalak Weyom, and then you call it Lazo. So the mice say either one is good. The Shulchan prefers the Shulchan. The Shach seems somewhat to prefer Rashi. Okay, the Taz disagrees. Okay. That's that. And then the other thing, just along these lines, you look in Siv Dalet, let's finish up here, you look in Siv Dalet, Chal Tfilosa Motzei Shabbos, Sheyev Shalach HaMilyon, and Tachol B'Lel Tfilosa. There are more rights, Mikol Moko, Minig Yofa, Sheyev Shaticha, Tzeite, Verv Shabbos, U'Motzei Shabbos, Tachol B'Tachol 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 B'Tachol. That's what we do. Again, you're trying to go to the Shitas. Okay? Now the Shach says, that's Mikra Din. Okay, so Tirchot is the Hever Hidur of Shabbos because he prefers Rashi. That's what I'm saying. In other words, the Mechaber seems to prefer the Ramah, Mechaber seems to prefer the Shiltas, and the Shach leans more towards Rashi. He feels it's Mikra Din.
Basically, on this Minhag Tov says it's not even a Minhag Tov. He says Rashi wouldn't ever have said this. He doesn't know where it comes from.
Who said that?
Beis Yosef. He says, I don't know where this Minhag Yafa came from because Rashi explicitly says that if she can't do it during the day, she has it at night.
Oh,
so
problem
with it at night. I don't know where it comes from.
All right, I'm not sure. Okay, but at the end of the day, all right, okay. But the Shach is more, I don't know, not Shach, use the word machmer. The Shach is more insistent on doing it during the day. Okay. All right, the B.R. Groh just gives you the sources and the sugya which we saw. Okay. And Siv Hey, just to finish up, 55, is Damna Latvila Belel Shabbos Pachu Bayom. Right? Latvi Shabbos, you have to do the Chavitah during the day. Okay?
Maybe what's the minhag bizman hazeh that if a woman's going to the mikvah on Lil Shabbos, when exactly does she go to the mikvah?
She has to go to Lil Shabbos? Yeah. Usually, well, she can't go down to the mikvah until into the water until tzeis, right? So maybe after tzeis. So some women will go earlier and sit by the mikvah and wait until she can go right down immediately to whatever this man is.
The Rav just says to go during Bein Hashmashos, but
yeah, I know. I don't think, but I know that. But I don't think we're Ashkenazim. That's the thing. Right. I think we're Ashkenazim. They wait. I think they wait. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow. One other shir on Hafifa. And his name, and then we're done with that. That's it. Okay. We should have a good day.
Is there?